Chapter 3. A day's run northeast of water stood the thorn-ringed clutch of huts called Fire Boma. A pair of healthy young boys, brothers of 5 and 6 rains, ran and played in the scorched grass clearing around the camp. The area burned each moon to deny cover to the lions or leopards who might slink close enough to fang the unwary. While it was risky for them to play beyond the walls, Fire's future welfare depended on its hunters' ability to recognize and avoid danger. If they could not learn those skills now, in the shadow of safety, of what use would they be later, alone on the savannah? Not 6 months before, their own father, the great hunter, Baobab, had been taken by lions. On that same bloody night, their uncle Snake lost his left eye and ear and his status as hunt chief. Life went on, but such disfiguring lessons were not easily forgotten. Their mother, Gazelle, had been renowned for her beauty, admired by young hunters at spring gathering for years before Baobab won her by climbing the sacred life tree for which he had been named. Father had been so great and powerful. Some said that he might have challenged Breakspear for Boma Father. Such a position might have set his own sons on the road to leadership. That was no more than last moon's dream now, a barely remembered ache. The boys' names were Fire Ant and Hawk Shadow. Hawk Shadow was a rain older, a finger's width taller, but no stronger or faster than Ant. Both were thick of body, but moved with formidable ease and lightness. So strong and coordinated, it was almost as if they were half their true weight. Back to back, atop a tree limb or rock, they could slap off a horde of other boys. But if there were no other ears to box, Ant and Hawk competed with each other, wrestling, running, jumping, playing some game of hide and seek that sent their bodies flipping and plunging, raising dust.